and that completes our agenda for the evening. I do have one other item I wanted to just mention briefly and ask Mr. Lank if he would put it on for discussion on a future agenda, and that is the concept of an overall time extension on applications. I know it's been discussed at county council. Perhaps there will be an ordinance. I don't know that an ordinance was actually introduced, but perhaps.
One hasn't been introduced yet.
Okay. Perhaps there will be.
Council, Tuesday week ago.
Yeah.
Asked Hal Godwin and myself to come up with some suggestions for a proposed ordinance, which would then be sent out to Vince and Rick Merle and Everett's office to give a feel for what might be a suggestion. There was a suggestion in conversation with the council. The request at that time was for a one-year extension to let it get everybody a chance to get in order. There's been discussion for more time, also for more additional time. Is
yeah.
1 year enough? So.
Yeah.
What we were going to do, and I just spoke to Mr. Godwin today, was to prepare just a draft-type ordinance for discussion purposes. Council hasn't said when they want that on the agenda, but any Friday or any Tuesday, I could find out they want it to file on Tuesday. So it might go to council before you would see it.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I just want to make sure we're.
But it's for discussion purposes. It's not in final draft.
Right.
And the issue was what we discussed with it. We didn't want to get back into doing time extension annual like we've been doing for the last several years.
Right.
So is there a way to write an ordinance that could be a temporary of nature that's one-time deal, good for so many years, and we had to bring it up again sometime in the future if we have to? I don't know how the economy is going to bear with this.
And what we have to be careful about, and at least is initially make sure that a decision's made as to what it is we're going to extend, and that the ordinance follows that. I mean, in other words, it's going to be broad.
Right.
Is it just going to be preliminary site plans have a certain amount of time and final has a certain amount of time, or is it going to be with regard to any conditions that were imposed, you know, that come after?
For the discussion seemed to be based on time.
Right.
Wasn't on any conditions. The some of the discussion related to conditional use, residential plan communities, and subdivision. And in the discussion that came about Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Adjustment's already got specific time limits because they've got lists that go anywhere from 1 year, and then you can ask for an extension, and they have some that are 5 years, some that are permanent, but you have to actually start. And you have to start within a year, and then some of them are valid for additional time. So they vary from a year to 5 years. And then some have no limit as long as you establish it. And it may be that another ordinance would have to be separate from that, and the board their granting of an approval may need more than just a year, because sometimes you can't get all your permits necessary. We had one project with the board because it was in the coastal zone and it was industrial in nature, had to go through the Coastal Zone Act, and that was over a year before they could even get an opinion. So they might need to create more time for them to get approval, like we did with the conditional uses and subdivision, and give 3 years instead of one.
But an example I would give would be, do we want it just to postpone sunsetting of site plans or conditional uses, you know, if they're not started? That's one side of it. There's been discussion also about, you know, for example, if you have a subdivision and the approval said that you have to have an amenity in place within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, are you going to extend that also? You know, I mean, that's the two ends of the spectrum. It seems like what the commission's been looking at has been just site plans, really, you know, whether it's sunsets or not.
There's a substantial list of projects that could be voided.
Lawrence
time ran out of time extension. They've not reapplied. Some of them are some of them are probably 1 to 2 years old and haven't reapplied.
1 to 2 year sunset already?
No.
Oh.
Preliminaries.
Okay.
And I'm now looking at the final to see what is sunset by nature itself by not even starting after 5 years.
Well, and that's another factor to consider.
Only a few of those, it looks like.
Does it apply retroactively? In other words, if somebody has let their approval lapse, does it go retroactive and
give
it life again?
Where do you start?
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess that's what you're gonna be working on.
The process is, I mean, we're required, if it comes to the commission, to have a public hearing.
Well.
The ordinance?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ordinance would.
And it has to be advertised how many days in advance?
Just like any.
Typically.
Anything else?
It's at least 30 days before it would even hit the paper, because we've already, we're always scheduled for at least a month ahead.
I mean, the only reason.
Yeah, it would take at least 30, 60 days.
The only reason I bring it up is because, you know, obviously, the issue has reached, not a crisis.
Clock's ticking, yeah.
But the clock is ticking, and people's, you know, the reason we're considering it is because of the implications of what we're talking about. And when you start to just calculate the timeline between us doing a notice and a public hearing, the council doing a notice and a public hearing before they approve the ordinance, you're looking at maybe 4 months.
Well, we do all that scheduling anyway. The schedules are automatic. We put the commission in, we advertise the commission and the council public hearings at the same time for purpose of coordinating those meetings. So it can go to council with or without a recommendation. Some people prefer that there be a recommendation before we even advertise. But then the concern there was that you're double dipping, you're extending the time several months in addition.
Yeah.
My suggestion, though, if I could offer this, would still be, and I'll leave it to, obviously, you folks to decide, but this is an ordinance that has got a lot of different possibilities in its outcome. And if it's introduced and then brought to planning and zoning for the first time at the hearing, we could run into a situation where planning and zoning, who's the body that deals with the ordinance, I mean, we're the ones that got to deal with the time extensions, want it to go in a completely different direction or have all kinds of recommendations and changes, which ends up, if it's substantial, you got to go back and re-advertise it, you know, and you're kind of in the hamster wheel, just running and running and running.
Yeah, right.
It may be worthwhile to put it on an agenda, at least to have some discussion over.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Well, I'm just saying the council may, they say it's up for discussion and introduction a lot of times, and if they discuss it and decide to introduce it, it's introduced.
Right.
Right.
I just think it would be helpful if somebody's drafting this ordinance to know what planning and zoning's thoughts are going into that.
No problem.
Yeah.
And we can get the council to let us take a stab at it first as a group rather than just staff drafting something based on what we're
doing. That's what I would prefer, if you would start with us with the draft, and if they would let us just discuss it.
What date do you have in mind for that?
Well, Lawrence, how much time do you think it will take to get something together?
Well, it depends on if we have to establish. There was this, one of the councilmen made reference that if it's going to be granted time, additional time, or other than just ask for 1 year to get everybody get a chance to get the ducks in a row, would be that we would have to create criteria as to what the commission had to review as the criteria to say yes. You got a time extension.
Well, I think we'll
have to look at it on a case-by-case basis to figure out whether they comply or not.
That's what we're doing.
For us to just schedule.
That could be difficult in itself.
For us to just schedule some time to talk about it, I think is what we're, before it gets in a final form that we can't do anything about.
Well, the way the agenda looks like next meeting, I don't think you're going to have time next meeting.
I know not next time, but maybe after that.
Maybe after that we can.
Right.
And I'll just let Dave know that the commission would like to discuss this ordinance before the council gets consideration to introduce it, so that you can put in comments into the record for the council before they introduce it.
Unless he has an objection to that.
I don't think he will.
All right. Anything else to go to the order, gentlemen? And adjourn. Peace.